Iraq is looking increasingly like a state partitioned along sectarian lines. Shiites have the south. Sunni militants have grabbed much of the north and west with support from local Sunnis who are angry about abuse by the central government. NPR's Alice Fordham has been talking to Sunni tribal leaders and reports it's difficult to see a way to put Iraq back together again.
In Baghdad, the Sunni suburb of Dora seems bustling. Bus drivers holler out destinations, while women buy vegetables and kids play football. Sheikh Abu Ali al-Jaburi, rotund and exuberant, welcomes me with mango juice. But when he starts to talk, he says that at night, everything changes. Shiite militias now roam the streets.
They come with government cars and different types of weapons, especially after midnight. When they see any gathering of youth, they take them all with them.
After Sunni militants seized territory across Iraq, political and religious leaders essentially gave carte blanche to Shiite militias to fight back. And though Jaburi is a leader in a powerful tribe, he says that like most Sunnis in Baghdad, he now lives in fear.
It has increased in the last 2 weeks, and they have snapped checkpoints, checking people's IDs.
Chatting to Jaburi, it seems he shares the viewpoint of many Sunnis. He misses Saddam Hussein, who favored Sunnis. He thinks Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has marginalized the sect. And he sees Iraq's security forces as one big Shiite militia. And as for the takeover of Sunni parts of Iraq, he's cheering on his relatives who are fighting in tribal forces alongside extremist militants.
Yes, I feel pride, and every native Iraqi should feel the same.
The fact that he's proud that his people are fighting the government underlines a big part of Iraq's problem. The extremists, known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS, are the tip of the spear in seizing territory, but they're supported by a lot of ordinary Sunnis and powerful tribes who hate the Shiite-led government. Zayd al-Ali, who recently published a book on Iraq's government, has been speaking with people in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit.
I think it's important for people to realize how bad the partition's already become. I mean, some people are talking about a possible partition, but on the ground, there is a partition. It's already there. You know, maybe legally, it's not recognized. But if you live in Tikrit today, in order to get to Erbil, which is another city that's in Iraq, you have to go through two border crossings.
Ali adds that people in Tikrit are nervous about ISIS, but relieved that the security forces have left. People there say soldiers imprisoned and tortured their relatives. These Sunni parts of Iraq won't be won back by fighting alone. The government in Baghdad will have to win over popular opinion. Ali says Prime Minister Maliki must resign.
Maliki now today has a particularly bad record because he has concentrated power in his hands, particularly over the last 4 years, and he has broken promise after promise after promise, right? If it's someone else, in fact, just about anyone else would have more of a chance of being believed than Maliki.
Thus far, there's little sign of Maliki stepping down or of reconciliation. In a speech today, he rejected the idea even of a national unity government with representatives from all sides to deal with the emergency. Sheikhs from some big Sunni tribes say they don't want ISIS in charge in the long term. But tribal leaders, like Sheikh Ali Hatim, say they won't lift a finger to get rid of ISIS till Maliki's gone.
ISIS is not a big problem. We will postpone our fight with them. Our first priority is to get rid of Maliki and his militias and regain the rights of the Sunnis. The fight with ISIS will come later.
In an interview in the northern city of Erbil, Hatim says that the tribes could get rid of ISIS in days if Iraq's Sunnis are given jobs and treated fairly. And he's confident that now there's a crisis here, he'll get his way.
I think Iraq is more important than Maliki. I think America knows the matter is serious. So it's not in the interest of the United States and the Shia parties to keep Maliki in power. Everyone is aware. It doesn't make sense that America and the world would sacrifice Iraq for the sake of Maliki.
Whether a tribal offensive could oust ISIS remains to be seen. But international observers agree Iraq's army has no capacity to push back the loose Sunni alliance now dominating so much territory. And a de facto sectarian partition is rapidly becoming the norm. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.